Junior cycle exam results are yet to be released around 3 weeks after the normal date. Caitlin Faye Maniti is president of the Irish Student Level, the Irish Second Level Students Union. They represent students in secondary school. She said the delay in the release of results is unfair on those who sat the exams, especially those who've decided not to continue in school and need their results to get jobs or apprenticeships.
Those who have skipped TY or don't even have the opportunity to do TY are currently in fifth year. And they are sitting their exam classes with the fact that they might not be sitting the classes which the level are not suited to them, as they don't have their junior cert results. It is very kind of unfair for students now who are going into school, those who are early school leavers, who just done their junior cert there and don't have the results. They need their results to go into apprenticeships. It's just unfair for junior cert students that there is no release date and that there is no certainty given to them, because there has been a lot of disruptions happening throughout the years, and this is just another thing to add to the list.
Caitlin Faye Maniti there. Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is Caitlin right? Is there an injustice here now with students losing out?
Well, everybody wants to see the students getting the results. The students did the exams in June and they want to get the results as quickly as possible. But I think it's important to point out that traditionally we would have had the Leaving Cert results mid-August and the Junior Cert results in kind of early to mid-September. Mm-hmm. And that was pre-2019, when the priority was Leaving Cert results, Junior Cert results, Leaving Cert appeals. Now, that changed in 2019, and the priority switched from Leaving Cert results to Leaving Cert appeals for a very good reason, as it was impacting on students' college places. And Junior Cycle results moved to third place. So in 2019, we may have forgotten that the Junior Cert results didn't issue until October, because of that change in priorities. So I would actually say that the comparison to that, and with that change in priorities, the Junior Cert results are not late at this stage. And they would be expected. And then you throw in this year the fact that the Leaving Cert results mm-hmm. had that additional process added to them to ensure that this year's students weren't disadvantaged. So you add the delay in the Leaving Cert results that was unavoidable, mm-hmm. the change in priorities. So we wouldn't expect the Junior Cert results at this point.
And I think that's the argument the Examinations Commission has been making as well, around the exceptional Leaving Cert year that we've come through. But just briefly, a final question. Does it actually now raise this question again? Because we didn't have a Junior Cert during some of the COVID years. Does it raise the question of whether we need this exam? Is it still relevant?
Well, I think that the junior cycle was very clear in that it wanted to reduce the significance of the reliance on the terminal exam. And it did introduce additional elements such as the classroom-based assessment, the assessment task, and other areas of learning and well-being, all recorded on the junior cycle profile of achievement. And I know there is a review being undertaken by the NCCA and with University of Limerick, and that will all come out in the wash.
Your own view as an experienced teacher?
My own view is that we need to prioritise the students. They do need, exams do have an importance, and how we fit them into our system needs to be reviewed. And I think there are so many more facets of our education system that also need to be included in the assessment, that the terminal exam can't be the only thing.
Paul, thank you very much. Paul Crone there.